Imagine confidently driving down a highway, certain you're better than most drivers on the road. Now consider this. In a survey of British motorists, 95% claim to be better than average drivers, a statistical impossibility. This fundamental disconnect between perception and reality reveals the heart of human irrationality. While we pride ourselves on being logical creatures, the evidence tells a different story. Our minds regularly deceive us through systematic patterns of flawed reasoning that persist despite contradictory evidence. This isn't mere ignorance, it's hardwired cognitive bias that affects everyone from doctors to generals, potentially with grave consequences. Aristotle defined humans as rational animals, a flattering notion that has persisted for centuries. Classical economics built entire theories assuming people make rational decisions to maximize utility. Yet modern evidence paints a different picture. Human rationality is the exception, not the rule. Our irrationality stems from several sources. Physical limitations, like restricted working memory capacity, make it difficult to juggle multiple factors simultaneously. Many poor decisions stem from ignorance of basic statistical concepts. Perhaps most troublingly, self-deception and wishful thinking, while sometimes increasing happiness, remain fundamentally irrational thought processes. Have you ever avoided swimming after watching Jaws, despite knowing shark attacks are extraordinarily rare? This illustrates the availability error, judging based on what first comes to mind rather than facts. Information becomes mentally available when it's recent, emotionally charged, dramatic, concrete, or image-based. This explains why fairground rides seem dangerous despite being statistically safer than driving, why American tourism to Europe dropped after publicized hijackings, and why insurance purchases spike after earthquakes, then decline until the next one, though the actual risk remains constant. Even professionals aren't immune. Doctors who've recently seen multiple cases of a disease become prone to misdiagnosing it in other patients. Stockbrokers recommend buying in rising markets and selling in falling ones, though statistically day-to-day movements have little predictive value. The primacy error compounds this bias. First impressions dominate our judgments, with interviewers forming opinions in the first minute and spending the rest confirming that impression. The halo effect further distorts thinking. One positive trait causes other characteristics to be judged more favorably. People resist changing decisions despite contrary evidence. Admiral Kimmel, commanding the Pacific Fleet in 1941, received multiple warnings about potential Japanese attacks but maintained peacetime shore leave. Despite Washington's warning of surprise aggressive movement in any direction, Kimmel interpreted this as excluding Pearl Harbor, leading to the fleet's destruction. Stanley Milgram's experiments revealed that 25 of 40 subjects would administer seemingly lethal electric shocks to strangers when urged by authority figures. This extended beyond laboratories. When nurses received calls from unknown doctors ordering twice the maximum medication dose, 95% complied despite violating hospital policy. Conformity creates similar patterns. In Solomon Ashe's line judgment experiments, when Confederates unanimously chose obviously wrong answers, 75% of subjects conformed at least once. Most later denied being influenced, showing conformity often happens unconsciously. The bystander effect further shows how groups diminish individual responsibility. In emergencies, 85% of lone subjects reported an apparent epileptic seizure, while only 32% did when four others were present. These social forces explain how ordinary people participate in extraordinary evil, from Nazi atrocities to religious persecutions. While conformity to beneficial social customs can be positive, most people conform rather than critically evaluating which customs deserve following. People irrationally strive for consistency in their beliefs at truth's expense. After decisions, we briefly feel regret before justifying our choices through self-deception. Many slide into extreme behaviors through incremental steps that maintain consistency with previous actions, from minor crimes to major ones. The sunk cost fallacy is another manifestation of misplaced consistency. Rational decision-making should consider only future costs and benefits, ignoring past investments. Yet people routinely continue failing projects because they've already invested heavily. The British and French governments persisted with the commercially disastrous Concorde project because they had already spent billions. Similarly, gamblers who've lost often increase their bets rather than cutting losses. Organizations fall into the same trap. When a British company spent $20 million developing a commercially unviable computer, they invested another $30 million rather than abandoning it. The Vietnam War exemplified this error on a massive scale. Each escalation justified by previous investments of American lives and money. Two key mechanisms drive our resistance to evidence: actively avoiding contradictory evidence and refusing to believe contradictory evidence when encountered. In Wasson's 2-4-6 experiment, subjects had to determine an underlying rule by testing number triplets. Most only tested sequences that confirmed their hypothesis rather than trying to disprove it. Even when we don't outright ignore contradictory evidence, we often distort it to maintain our beliefs. In a revealing experiment, researchers presented subjects with fabricated studies about capital punishment's effectiveness. Each subject read two studies, one supporting and one opposing the death penalty. Regardless of which study they read, subjects found the ones supporting their pre-existing views more convincing and better conducted. After reading both studies, subjects' original positions were actually strengthened rather than moderated. Counterintuitively, rewards can devalue intrinsically pleasurable activities. Nursery children given certificates for drawing later showed less interest in the activity than unrewarded peers. When rewards are withdrawn, interest in previously enjoyable activities often diminishes. Freedom of choice is essential. People naturally value what they choose freely and devalue what's imposed on them. This explains why participatory management outperforms authoritarian approaches. Employees involved in decisions develop commitment to outcomes, while those simply following orders invest little in results. Despite behaviorist claims, research consistently shows higher incentives frequently worsen performance on complex tasks. While rewards enhance performance on simple tasks, they impair cognitive flexibility on difficult ones, causing people to persist with familiar approaches even when problems require novel solutions. Despite our pride in human intuition, it performs poorly when processing complex probabilistic information. When the same data is analyzed mathematically, the resulting judgments are consistently superior. In over 100 comparative studies, mathematical methods have invariably outperformed human intuition. The actuarial approach has proven superior in predicting parole violations, pilot performance, job satisfaction, criminal recidivism, psychiatric diagnoses, corporate growth, and even horse racing outcomes. Intuitive prediction fails because judges don't assign optimal weights to predictors, struggle to combine different information effectively, and make inconsistent judgments due to mood fluctuations. Yet people resist using actuarial methods. We remember unusual successes while forgetting failures, professionals cling to belief in their special skills, and many attribute magical qualities to intuition. Recognizing our irrationality isn't cause for despair, but for humility. By understanding how our minds systematically deceive us, we can design better decision-making processes that protect us from cognitive blind spots. The path to better decisions begins with healthy skepticism toward our intuitions and willingness to embrace evidence-based approaches, even when they contradict what feels right.